谢神的恩典。
Praise to the Lord.
我们一同来敬拜爱我们的主。
For His grace, we are able to come together and worship our Lord together.
今天我们一同领受的信息是从加拉太书第五章的22和23节。
The message we're going to receive is from the passage of the book of Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22 to 23.
我们已经打在荧幕上，所以让我们一同用中文或者英文来读。
The passage is already on the projector, so may we read out loud together in both English and Chinese.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。我们知道，我们从主领受的是一个生命。
As we know, we all receive the same life from the Lord.
有一个生命，就有一个生命的果子。
When we receive a life, there will be a fruit coming out of that life.
我很喜欢尼托生弟兄，他一生中间认识神，他自己有的一些对着神的认识的一些的话语。
I particularly like some of the words and sharing from Brother Watchman Nee as he lived before the Lord.
他说过一句很有名的话。
He has a very famous quote.
神所看重的不是我们所做的。
What the Lord sees is not what we have done.
主所看重的乃是我们所是的。
But rather what we are.
所以我们看见今天我们蒙恩信主以后，在地上到最后见主面的时候，主不是问说你在地上为了我做了多少工作。
As we finish the journey of our life on this earth, we will face the Lord, and our Lord is not going to ask us what we have done.
主要问我们你在地上结出多少的果子。
But rather, He will ask us how much fruit we have bear on this earth where we live.
经文说到圣灵所结的果子。
The passage we just read talk about the fruit of the Spirit.
这个果子在原文是单数。
In the original manuscript, the word fruit is in a singular form.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们从主所领受的生命是同一个生命。
Because we receive the same single life from the Lord.
这个生命在我们的里面会长大。
And this life will grow in us.
这个生命长大以后所表现的就是一个表现。
And as this life flourishes in us, it will manifest the same outcome.
以弗所书第四章十三节在荧幕上我们看见告诉我们只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13 Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of GodAnd become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
同归于一
That we will all come in unity.
同归一同的表现，基督的丰满。
And as we come together and have the same unity, we will manifest the same fullness of Christ.
一个果子
One fruit.
却有九种基督的表现
And there will be nine representation of the same fruit.
今天我跟你们所分享的是这九个表现中间的最后一样
And today I would like to share with you the last representation of this fruit.
或者说 manifestation.
Manifestation of this fruit.
节制
Self-control.
虽然是最后一个,
though it's the very last one being mentioned.
它跟前面的八个都是合在一起的，合成的。
And however, it's part of the eight fruit eight manifestation mentioned before.
八种的味道，不是 eight fruit, right? 这个同一个 fruit 九种味道。
It's one fruit, however, delivers a nine different flavors.
虽然是最后一个味道。
And even though it's the last flavor being mentioned,
跟前面的都是连在一起。
And yet they are closely connected together.
要节制吗？
Do you need self-control?
需要有神的爱。
You need God's love.
需要节制吗？
Do you want to have self-control?
让基督的平安在你里面做主。
Let the peace of the Lord be the master in you.
我们没有时间细细的讲。
We don't have time to go into each one of them.
你发觉这九种的味道是彼此相关的。
And you will realize, actually, all of those nine flavors, they are closely connected to one another.
什么是节制呢？
And what is self-control?
节制的定义是什么？
And what's the definition of self-control?
King James Version 翻译节制是用的 temperance.
The word being used in King James is temperance.
什么叫 temperance?
And what is the definition of temperance?
它的名词的意思就是节制。
It means, it means self-control.
节欲。
And to refrain your lust.
适度。
To do things appropriately.
自制。
And to refrain yourself.
克己。
And to have a good self-control. Discipline.
Yeah. 形容词就是有节制的。
Which means, in a way,to be proper,
适度的
to be appropriate,
温和的
and gentle.
所以节制的定义就是自我控制。
And therefore, the definition of temperance means self-control.
有纪律
to have discipline.
我们发觉说这个圣经的里面讲得很清楚。
We find out it is clearly being stated into scripture.
节制不是禁止我们。
Self-control does not mean prohibiting.
或者 forbid.
Or forbidden.
神的话禁止我们，很清楚告诉我们，你完全不可以违反，完全不可以做的这些的恶行。
When it comes to forbidden, it means there is some area that we can totally, we cannot totally touch, and we should avoid those, and they are considered the evil deeds.
比方说十条诫命。
For instance, the Ten Commandments.
那是我们每一个人讲到说不可以，不可以，不可以。你看看这里面的十条诫命的里面。几乎十个都是不可以。
And as we look at the Ten Commandments, we realize we all begin with a thou shalt not, thou shalt not.
不可以，除了神以外，不可以有别的神。
Besides the God Almighty, you cannot have other gods.
不可以为神雕塑、制造任何的偶像、形象。
You shall not make any image of God.
不可以妄称主的名。
You shall not call God's name in vain.
不可以不守安息日。
You shall not observe Sabbath day.
不可以不孝敬父母。
Thou shall not to honor your parents.
不可以杀人。
Thou shall not kill.
不可以奸淫。
Thou shall not commit adultery.
不可以偷盗。
Thou shalt not covet.
不可以做假见证。
Thou shalt not be false witness.
不可以贪婪。
And thou shalt not covet.
四条是对着神的。
Four of the ten comes towards God.
六条是对着人的。
And the other six toward man.
那包括了我们整个在地上的生活。
It concludes the entire life of our living on this earth.
在箴言第六章十六到十九节
，and Proverbs 6:16-19，
我们一起读好吗？来
，May we all read out loud together。
耶和华所恨恶的有六样，连他心所憎恶的共有七样，就是高傲的眼、撒谎的舌、流无辜人血的手你看见说这个。圣经里面很清楚告诉我们神不喜欢我们什么底下再继续十八节 图谋恶计的心，飞跑行恶的脚，图谎言的假见证，并弟兄中不散纷争的人。这些很清楚是神禁止我们做的。
Those clearly stated as the rules that God prohibit us to get involved with.
保罗也告诉我们，什么恶事都不可做。
And Paul also mentioned that we shall not get involved in any evil deeds.
所以我们看见说呢，这是神禁止我们的。
As we realize, those are the areas God prohibit us to do.
但这不是神要我们节制的。
And however, we come to another perspective of the things that God wants us to have self-control.
节制呢，这里我有一个错字了，一个别字，我那个打进去电脑就给我，节制是，那是是，是不是的是，是针对好的事情，是针对合理的事情。
When it comes to self-control, we are talking about something good and reasonable.
比方说饮食。
For instance, eat and drink.
使用钱财。
For instance, money.
是你去休闲，你去娱乐。
And entertainment.
这一些都是好事。
They are all considered good.
神没有禁止我们。
God did not prohibit us to do those things.
神要我们学习结出节制的果子。
And however, God encourages us to bear good fruit.
所以我们要看见这里的分别。
The fruit of self-control, and let's see the difference here.
节制不但不是禁止，节制也不是禁欲。
And self-control is not talking about prohibiting something, and it is not talking about abstinent things.
我们来读一读提摩太前书第一章。第四章第一节。
And let us read 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。而且呢，我们看见底下，这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般，他们禁止嫁娶，又禁戒食物，就是神所造，叫那信而明白真道的人感谢着领受的。那么这些圣经给我们看见说，今天有的人要表明他自己的敬虔，就接受一个道理，你要怎么样，禁食，你要怎么样的禁止嫁娶。所以我们发觉许多的人去出家，去做神父，去做修女。
And as today we see around, people like to show how pious they are or how godly they are. They will habits of life, for instance, getting married or certain food they will not eat. And we do see see monks and Catholic fathers of today.
这个禁戒食物，中文圣经把那个原文的意思特别补充，叫我们说或叫人戒荤。
And in the Chinese translation regarding to abstain from certain foods, in the Chinese translation, you talk about to be vegetarian.
那么我们知道今天出家的人叫人吃素，认为人吃素呢就表明他的敬虔，这个是圣经所没有的，神没有禁止我们这样。
As we see today, people encourage people to be vegetarian in order to show how godly they are. Actually, this is not from the scripture.
这个第四节说，凡神所造的物都是好的，若感谢着领受，就没有一样是可弃的，都因神的道和人的祈求成为圣洁了。
For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving.
所以你看见做基督徒不是一个捆绑。
And therefore, to be a Christian is not a restraint.
节制不是捆绑。
To have self-control does not mean being bounded.
这个加拉太书五章十三节说，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13.
我们福音营传了福音，有人信主。
In our gospel camp, many people came to the Lord.
那么刚刚信主的人就有很多不明白的地方，他要发问。
As a new believers, they do have many questions regarding to their new belief.
现在我说做基督徒了，我可不可以抽烟？可不可以喝酒啊？
And some of the new believers will ask, now I'm becoming a Christian. Can I smoke? Can I drink?
你怎么向这样的人回答？
And how would you answer to those new believers?
什么是你的答案呢？
And what would you be your answer?
我的答案是照样抽，照样喝。
And what I tell them is, you can continue to smoke, you can continue to drink.
可是你抽跟喝以前祷告，抽跟喝了以后你读神的话。
And however, please pray before you smoke.Please pray before you drink. And after you're smoking and drinking, read God's word.
圣经上说，凡事都可行。
Because according to the scripture, you can do all things.
所以呢，你什么都可以做。
In a way, yes, you can do everything.
读到那里，他很高兴。
And so the new believer, once he read this passage, he was so happy.
难怪传道人告诉我照吃照喝。
And because he said, a preacher told me I can continue to eat and drink the way it was.
等一下我们要看圣经。
And however, later on we will turn to the scripture.
底下讲到我们怎么吃怎么喝。
And then it talks about how should we eat and drink.
这里讲到我们蒙恩。蒙召是得自由。
And the scriptures say, once we have been called, we receive freedom and liberty.
什么自由呢？
But yet, what type of freedom?
我们有不犯罪的自由。
We have a freedom not to sin.
我们有不被捆绑的自由。
We have a freedom no longer being bounded.
在泰国的北部，你们要去宣教，去中国大陆，泰国北部跟中国也很靠近。
And in the northern part of Thailand,
那个一群从中国大陆撤退到那里居住的中国人中间，
There is a group of people retreat, Chinese people retreat from communist China. They fled to the northern part of Thailand.
那么他们在泰国人眼中，你们是外国人。
So to the native Thailand, they are considered foreigners.
所以常常呢欺负他们，轻看他们，找他们麻烦。
And therefore, the native oftentimes try to find trouble in them and try to oppress them.
所以他们就自己组织自卫队。
And therefore, they have formed their own army.
这个自卫队的这个队长呢，姓板，木板的板。
And this, the leader of this self-defense army, his last name is Ban.
他不是基督徒。
He is not a Christian.
他就严严地告诉这个自卫队里面的这些队员说，你们在泰国这个北部有这个一定要注意，不可以随便，不可以吸毒。
And he gave an order to the army soldiers, saying, you dare not to use drug in this land.
因为泰国北部金三角那一带，这个种植鸦片、种植毒品非常的盛行。
As you know, opium was quite popular in the northern part of Thailand. We call Golden Triangle.
他知道要带他的这些士兵要能打胜仗要能保卫自己，绝对不可以吸毒。
And yet this comrade realized.When he needs to lead to a disciplined army, he needs to make sure none of them use drug.
谁吸毒，谁要被枪毙。
Whoever use drug will be disciplined and to have capital punishment.
没有想到他自己也染上毒瘾。
Little did he know he was addicted himself.
戒了十次都戒不掉。
And for 10 times, he couldn't... He couldn't get away with this habit.
当毒瘾发作的时候，那是六亲不认的。
When the addiction came to him, he couldn't have any control of himself.
就是要想办法得到这个毒瘾。
All he want is to have opium.
不择手段。
And he will use anything he could to get opium.
知道吸毒不好。
And he know full well that it is bad to use drug.
他知道他自己需要戒毒。
And he realized he need to get clean.
可是毒瘾一发的时候呢，什么都忘了。
And yet when the addiction came, he just couldn't control himself.
他吸毒。
So when he used drug,
事实上他被毒吸了。
And actually, it's not he was using drug, but rather the drug is using him.
一直到有晨曦会，就是帮助人戒毒的基督教的团体叫晨曦会，到了那个山上帮助他，带他信主，帮助他戒毒。
And only until a Christian organization who helped people to get clean from the drugs came to the area and finally helped him to get clean.
他才真正从这个捆绑中得到释放。
He was finally be free from this bondage.
所以今天这个板弟兄，他从强盗变成了传道。
So today this brother Ben, he was from a comrade become a brother.
在他们的眼中看他是个 bandit, 他现在变成一个传道。
And to others, he was a bandit, now he is a preacher.
帮助更多的人从毒品的控制中间能够得着释放。
And now he helps others to be relieved, and delivered from their drug bondage.
哥林多后书保罗在第三章十七节说，主就是那个灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17.
当人接住主，接住主的圣灵，主的圣灵进到人的里头，人的里面就不再在肉体，在律法的捆绑底下。
When people get in touch with the Spirit of the Lord, they will be delivered, and they no longer being under the dominion of flesh.
我们来看一看节制为什么重要。
And let us see why self-discipline is very important.
节制这个果子关系到你我得着永恒的冠冕。
Because it has something to do with whether we can receive the eternal crown.
我们读一读哥林多后书九章二十五节。
Let us read 1 Corinthians 9:25.
凡脚力争胜的，诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it.To get a crown that will last forever.
最近一次的奥运会就是2012年在伦敦举行的。
The last Olympic game held in London.
许多的运动员在场上努力竞赛。
Many sportsmen compete in their arena.
为着参加比赛并且能够得着奖。他们不知道付出多少代价。
They went through strict training and paid a lot of price, which is so that they can receive a crown.
他们不能像其他人一样爱吃什么就吃什么，他们在饮食上面要有节制。
They will have a very strict dietary discipline.
他们也不能像别人一样爱去哪里玩就去哪里玩，他们需要把时间很好的有纪律的来生活，为着好的训练。
And they must have a very strict daily schedule so they can tune their body.
在中国，优秀的运动员是从小就被选招的，而且从小就是离开了家庭，然后受严格的训练，然后他到了将来才能够有所表现。
The elite athletes in China were being selected when they were very young, and they lived through a very strict regulation for their entire life.
在上一次2012年的奥运会的里面，有一位台湾的女运动员叫做许淑净。
For the last Olympia game, there was a female athlete from Taiwan. Her name was Xu.
她在全世界53公斤的这个举重的里面得到银牌，得到第二名。
She received a silver medal from when she compete weightlifting.
她小的时候是学校篮球的球队的队员。
She was a basketball player when she was young.
当她读初中的时候，这个篮球的这个教练呢，认识她。
And when she was studying in middle school, her basketball coach knew her.
是她在打球的时候，另外有一个举重的教练也看见她在那里比赛。
While she was playing basketball at the time, another weightlifting coach on the side also noticed her.
这个举重教练就鼓励她来练举重。
And this weightlifting coach encouraged her to be trained in weightlifting.
所以呢，他说呢，你有很好的潜力。
And he told person Xu saying, "You have a very good potential."
每一天，他为了赶上进度，他苦练不断。
And in order to get into the weight training schedule, she trained herself every single day.
这个女孩子的手你平常知道女孩子的手都是比较细致都是比较这个纤细的。她要去举重，天天的，以至于这个皮起了厚茧，然后皮都被刮破流血。
And as she went through this very strict training, as you know, all the girls usually they prefer to have a very soft and tender hands, and yet her hands was very rough and full of scars.
有人就觉得说，哎呀，你真是很可怜呐，你很痛苦啊。她说，习惯就好，就不会觉得痛。
And people say to her, "Oh no, your hands are full of scars and callus." And she said, "Well, it's okay. Once I got used to it, it will be fine."
为了举重，为了举重，她的父母担心她举重，她如果举不起来的时候，会不会受伤啊？
And her parents also worry for her doing the weightlifting, worrying will she injure herself as she is picking up a very heavy weight.
爸爸妈妈更怕她练举重，将来长得跟男生一样了，失去女孩子的那个味道怎么办？
And parents also worry that she will become more masculine as she was trying to train her shoulder and muscle, and arm muscle.
所以父母起先是反对的。
So in the beginning, parents prohibit her to do such training.
一直到这个举重的教练登门拜访，跟他父母好好的谈，他的父母才不再坚持。
Until the coach of this weightlifting program came pay a visit to the house and persuaded her parents to encourage her to participate.
这一个女孩子为着练习举重的缘故，她放弃了她打篮球的爱好。
For the sports of weightlifting, this girl gave up her interest of playing basketball.
终于2012是全世界53公斤举重的第二名。
And finally, for the 53 kilogram weightlifting competition, she won the silver medal in Olympic Games.
这个她节制自己苦练是为了得地上的冠冕。
All the strict discipline and training she underwent is to receive the perishable crown on this earth.
保罗告诉我们每一个基督徒，我们将来要得不能坏的冠冕。
And yet Paul encouraged us that one day we will receive an eternal crown that will not perish.
我们怎么得呢？
And how may we receive this crown?
27节保罗说，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
And how did should we do it? Paul said, "I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize."
节制就是攻克己身，叫身服我。
Discipline means beating our own body and make it our slave.
不叫我们的肉体的欲望成为我们的主人。
So that our carnal desire will not become the master of our body.
我们的年轻人在年轻的时候就喜欢唱歌用到唱歌来敬拜神非常的宝贵。
It was great and precious that the young people here use your talent to sing praise to the Lord.
当我们有主作为我们的这个生命有主作为我们的这个享受的时候我们的里面就被主自己在我们的里面带领我们。我们的生命你们要唱得好你们要不要练习的
So when we ask the Lord become our enjoyment, it become a pleasure to sing praise. And yet I do want to ask you, when you sing praise, do you need practice?
当然你们要。
Of course you do.
当然你们在那里学习节制。
Because this is a process of self-discipline, self-training.
那么我们为着要将来得着永恒的冠冕，保罗告诉我们说，在好的事情上面，很多人看为好的事情上面，我们要结出节制的果子来。
This is for that we may receive the imperishable crown. And Paul say we need to have a discipline in the things that are good to us.
实际上面，节制的重要，第二方面就是我们能够过好的生活。
Secondly, to have a self-discipline means to have a good living.
我们在饮食上面要节制。
We need to have the discipline in our food.
我们说
regarding to eating,
很多的病从哪里进来的
？And a lot of time we receive, we get different illness. Do you know why we got sick?
中国人有一句成语说“病从什么入
”？And how do we usually get sick? Because it's of the things we eat.
今年。我已经参加也主持三个葬礼。
And so far this year, I have officiated 3 funerals already.
一个51岁。
One of them is only merely 51 years old.
一个55岁。
Another one, 55.
另外一个62岁。
Another one, 62.
都是年轻力壮啊。
They are considered the prime of their time.
一个得了胰腺癌。
One got a pancreatic cancer.
一个得了这个大肠癌。
Another one got colon cancer.
一个得了乳腺癌。
Another one got breast cancer.
我大学的同学送给我 email， 告诉我说，很多的医生他们在研究癌症的时候，他们有了一些的自己的一些心得。
I received some email from a college friend of mine talking about how the doctors discover the cause of cancer.
你知道癌细胞，医生告诉我们说，你也有，我也有，他也有，我们每个人都有癌细胞。
Actually, the doctor says, you and I and everyone in the world, we all have cancer cell.
那当你里面的免疫系统当你里面的身体不强壮的时候，那么癌细胞就把你吃掉，癌细胞就出来了。
When your immune system goes down, the cancer cell will become alive.
然后这些医生说，癌细胞最喜欢吃什么呢
？And the doctor say, do you know what's the favorite food of cancer cells?
甜的东西。
Whatever is sweet.
Cake, chocolate, ice cream, cookies. 很稀奇啊！你里头，你那么喜欢吃甜的东西的时候，你在喂癌细胞，你知道吗
？Do you know as you enjoy all the sweets, you are actually feeding the cancer cells?
我不是说你不可以吃。
I'm not saying that you cannot eat sweet.
我也不是说这些医生所讲的就是 Bible. 不，但是你可以听一听，他们有研究，他们 scientific 去做那些研究，你不要随便的 laugh， 就把它一笑置之嘛。
And I'm not saying those doctors are telling the absolute truth like the Bible. And yet we need to consider their words.
有衣有食就应当知足。
When we have food to eat, when we have clothes to wear, we need to be content.
有一个人在，我们中国人讲啊，这个吃大餐呐、啊，都喜欢吃大餐。吃大餐的时候，喜欢吃大什么大什么。
And as we Chinese, we like to enjoy big meal, and usually those big meal must contain what?
大什么？大鱼大肉。
Fish and red meat.
今天我们的问题就是吃太多红的肉，太多大的肉，而且要大块的，什么肘子啊。
which is the exact cause of today's problem, that we eat too much red meat.
医生都告诉我们，我们都知道，今天我们吃蔬菜水果吃的太少。
And doctors has warned us for long that we have eat too less vegetable and fruit.
所以我已经悔改了。我太太现在这几个礼拜不在家，我自己天天我自己就搞蔬菜水果。
So I have repent. Now when my wife is not around, I eat vegetable and fruit every single day.
有一个人他在那里享用大餐的时候，可是他又担心呢，吃的太多身体会变胖。
And when someone was about to enjoy a big meal, and she thought about, well, I'm going to become very fat.
他就在那里宣告说，肥胖的灵，贪吃的灵，远远离开我吧。
And she proclaimed, the fatty spirit, get away from me.
然后有一个牧师从他旁边经过，听见他在那里这样宣告的时候，他说：“这一类的鬼，若不禁食祷告，总是出不来的。”
And as a pastor walked by while she was doing the proclaim, the pastor said, "This type of evil spirit cannot be cast out unless you fast."
我们天天都注意吃什么喝什么。
And today we do pay a lot of attention of what we eat and what we drink.
一年365天的里面，你有几天禁食祷告呢？
365 days a year, how many days you have fast and pray?
什么叫禁食祷告？
What does it mean fast and pray?
禁食祷告不是用苦肉计，神啊，你看我不吃饭啊，我这，你一定要答应我啊，让我上这个学校啊，让我得这个工作，让我娶到这个人。
And fast and pray does not mean we try to hurt ourselves and threaten God, say, God, I'm warning you, if you don't pay me what I've been praying for, I'm going to hurt myself.
禁食祷告是说吃饭是神给我们的权利。
Fast and pray means that eating is a right that God gave to us.
我们能够要存活，我们一定要吃。
In order to survive, we need to eat.
啊，你要开心，要高兴啊，喜乐。你吃东西能让你喜乐，你要吃。
And when you eat, you do receive a lot of pleasure.
可是有的时候，你发觉你需要有特别的需要。有许多事摆在你前面，你不清楚该怎么办，你需要专心来到神的面前，仰望神，等候神。你把吃饭的权利放在一边，你专一的来到神的面前，寻求、祷告、等候。
However, it will come to a time that you realize you need to focus your attention to pray for the particular need or the difficulties you are going through, and you rather give up the right of eating and put it aside so you can focus on praying.
所以想一想，可以做一个比例，我们天天就注意吃啊，吃这个吃什么啊，想到今天中午今天晚上我要吃什么，可是你有多少时候想到我这一个月，我这一个礼拜，哪一天，也许一顿在主的面前，因为我们今天吃的已经足够了，那一顿时间我专一的来到主的面前寻求主。
So perhaps we should conscientiously pay attention to our eating habit. We should do a comparison. We may eat every single meal in a month, and yet we need to compare how many days in a month we set apart and we dedicate our time to pray.And we would like to fast.
在饮食上面节制。
So we will have discipline in our eating habit.
在金钱上面学习节制。
And we also have discipline in the way we use money.
这个时代的人 很方便，每个人都有一个塑胶的卡片。
And today it's so convenient for us, to use plastic.
但是你一直不断的花，你的债台就高筑。
And however, if you keep on using your plastic, your debt will keep going up.
用它作为你花钱的记账的方式就好了。
Please just use it to, in a way to as your account, accounting method.
主给你多少，你用多少。
You use whatever the Lord gives you.
不要因为这个时代对着物欲，第三个的节制，对着物质的东西，我们里头没有节制。
So make sure we don't indulge in materialism in this world.
刚才我们说有衣有食就知足。
As we say, we need to be content as long as we have things to eat, we have clothes to wear.
2012年10月24号，苹果公司发表了第四代的 iPad 跟 iPad Mini.
December 2012, Apple announced the fourth generation of iPad.
我们教会里面有姐妹刚刚在3月8号花了499块钱买了第三代的 iPad， 到第十月份的时候第四代就出来了。
And one of the sister in our church just purchased the third generation of iPad in March of the same year, and little did she know, in October timeframe, the next generation iPad
came out. 7个月还不到的时间，她的 new iPad 就变成 old iPad.
In less than 7 months, her new iPad becomes old iPad.
如果今天我们跟着这个时代赶时髦啊，有新的机器出来，你就换。我告诉你。drive you crazy.
If we follow the trend and fashion of this world, you will realize you will be outdated soon, and it will drive you crazy.
学习节制在物质上面。
So may we learn to have self-discipline in terms of material using.
在言语上面学习节制。
And we need to have self-discipline in words.
病从口入。祸从什么？口出。
So we get illness from our lips, and we also got trouble when things come out of our lips.
舌头是火。
Tongue is like a fire.
在我们百体中间是最小的。
Though it's the smallest part member of our body.
但是舌头被点起来会污秽我们整个的身体。
And yet, once it ignites, it can pollute entire body.
雅各告诉我们说，生命的轮子会被你点起来的。
And from the book of James, James told us the wheel of life can ignite by the tongue.
是从地狱里点的。
And actually, this fire initiated from hell.
什么叫节制呢？
Hell. And what is discipline?
节制就是能够领导你自己。
Self-discipline means you can lead yourself.
你能够管得住你自己。
You can have self-control.
但是很多时候我们的这个嘴唇，我们的话管不住。
And yet, we couldn't control our lips a lot of times.
说话以前你祷告吗？
Before we utter anything,
你跟人
do we pray?
争吵以前，要骂人以前，你祷告吗？
Before the argument, before you have a fight, did you pray?
我在教会里面辅导家庭的问题，很多的问题都是小的问题，但是两个人吵得不休。
I have done many marriage counseling in my church, and I find out arguments and fight begin with very small things, and couples they start to argue to one another.
箴言说，谨守口与舌的，就保守自己免受灾难。
So the proverbs say we should control our lips, we can avoid a lot of trouble.
好，这节圣经我们刚才已经看过了。 还有呢，在工作上面。
And also in our during our job.
学习节制。
Our work, we need to have discipline.
上一个世纪初的时候。
In the beginning of the century.
Last century.
Of the last century.
1911年的时候。
1911.
有两支探险队要到南极去探险。
There were two explorer teams went to South Pole.
啊，他们这两队比赛，谁看谁能够最早能够走到南极，到达南极。
And they start to have a competition to see which team can reach South Pole the earliest.
从他们所在的那个基地上面，他们出发以前照相。
So before they took off, they took a picture.
这个是英国的队伍。是英国来的，是 Robert Falcon Scott 他带领的他的队伍。
So Robert Falcon Scott led the team.
另外呢，是从挪威来的 Ronald Amundsen.
And other one is Ronald Amundsen from Norway.
那么这两队呢，他们就计划他们怎么样跟对方来比赛，他们要怎么样能够第一个走到南极。
So both teams start to plan and calculate and to start off their competition to see which team can reach South Pole in the shortest time.
这个有一队就说了，如果天气情况好呢，我们就走；如果天气情况不好呢，不要冒险，我们就休息。
So one team said to themselves, "Let us travel when we encounter good weather. When the weather is bad, let us stay put."
另外一队呢说，不管怎么样，我们每一天走20英里这种的这个叫做行进法则。
And another team decide to march 20 miles each single day, no matter what happened.
不走太多，也不走太少。
So they have a constant mileage to fulfill, not too much, not too little.
猜一猜，这两队哪一队最后到达了这个南极，到达了他们的目标，得了第一名。
Can you take a guess which team reached the South Pole in the shortest time?
怎么样？要不要猜一下
？Do you want to take a guess?
这个第二个每天走
The second team.
答对了。
So they have a constant discipline. They march 20 miles a day.
另外一队天气好就走，天气不好就停。他们后来也到了。
The other team, they choose the way to march while there's a good weather and stay put when the weather is bad. Eventually, they also reach South Pole.
可是很不幸，这第二队到了那个地方以后，在回来的路上全部就罹难，全部就没有办法回到基地，就是这个英国的队伍。
Unfortunately, when on their way back, they all encountered disaster event and they all die.
那一队不管怎么样就往前走，每天走，而且不要走太多，但是也不能太少，就走。
However, the second team made a commitment to march 20 miles a day, not too much, not too little.
这叫做有节制。
This is discipline.
这叫做适度。
This is means a proper regulation.
持之以恒。
To be consistent.
好，在心思上面我们要学习节制。
And also we should have discipline in our mind.
圣经上说，你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效从心发出来的。
Proverbs say you should guard your heart because things come out of your heart.
心就是我们的心思，你的思想，你在想什么。
Heart means our mind.
如果我们的心，圣经上也讲说，你不轻易发怒的胜过勇士，制服己心的强如取城。
In Proverbs saying, when we know how to refrain our anger, we are mightier than the princes who conquer city.
如果我们不能够制服自己的心，好像你没有这个城墙保护你，是毁坏的城邑一样。
If we don't know how to guard your heart, it's like a city without a wall.
好，在休闲娱乐上面 我们要学习节制。
And we need to have self-control in entertainment also.
我们来读一读以赛亚书五章十一节十二节。
And let us read Isaiah chapter 5 verse 11 and 12.
你就帮我 paraphrase 翻译，我大概这个 slides 没有英文。他说：祸哉那些清早起来追求浓酒，流连到夜深，甚至因酒发烧的人，他们在宴席上弹琴鼓瑟，击鼓吹笛饮酒，却不顾念耶和华的作为，也不留心他手所做的。
Woe to you, to those who follow the pleasure of drinking and have party until till very late and drunken. From early in the morning until night. They play harp, they play music, and yet they do not consider the deed of the Lord, and they don't look after the work of his hands.
圣经告诉我们说，箴言第六章九到十一节，懒惰人，你要睡到几时呢？何时睡醒呢？再睡片时，打盹片时，抱着手躺卧片时，你的贫穷就必如强盗速来，你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到。
You lazy ones, how late are you going to sleep? When are you going to wake up? By the time you wake up, poverty will come like a robber, and the people will come with weapon
to get you.
Yeah? To get you. Yeah.
你看这个图片，这个老爸跟这个孩子说：“你已经玩 game, internet game 五个小时了，该休息了。”
Can you see this comic strip? The father come out of the screen saying, "You have been playing video game for 5 hours. It's a time to take a break."
我去找这个图片呢，是因为我读到今年2月21号有一个新闻。
The reason why I find this comic strip is that I found the news in the February of this year.
在中国大陆的江阴，有一个十岁的小孩子就玩电脑游戏，整天整夜的玩。
A 10-year-old child play video games day and night.
因为他的爸爸妈妈在春节的时候忙着做生意，没有时间管他，所以呢，他呢，就在做生意的后面呢，那个房间里面呢，他在那里上电脑，在那里玩。
It was during the time of Chinese New Year because his parents was busy for the business for Chinese New Year customers. So they didn't pay attention to their son. And the son was playing video game in the back room of the store.
好几天了在那里玩。
For days.
那么有一天父母亲突然想起来了，去看一看他的时候，发觉他已经头栽在电脑的 keyboard 前面，在那里整个的人脸色苍白，整个的全身在那里发抖。
One of the days, the parents all of a sudden realized they need to pay attention to their son. So they went to the back room and find out the son dropped his head on the keyboard, trembling. And his face was pale.
赶紧把孩子送到江阴人民医院来抢救。
And they sent their son to the emergency room.
医生说，原来你的孩子得了癫痫病。
And the doctor say, the doctor say your son has just get a seizure.
Yeah. 他说你的孩子因为几天来神经绷得很紧张，一直注意这个 game， 一直要想怎么赢，所以呢，他已经整个的身体呢就最后的时候就乱了。
And the doctor say because your son has paid too much attention to computer game all day long, and it and his nerve system start to have to get malfunction, and now the seizure just happened because of this.
医生就提醒家长，孩子在生长发育期 生活要有规律。
And the doctors remind parents that during the growth spurt of a child, the child must have a very disciplined, regular schedule.
不要让孩子成天就是 computer game, computer game.
And make sure they don't play computers all day long.
今天不光是青年人喜欢玩 game 啊，现在大人也在那玩 game。
Not only young people like to play game nowadays, even adults, they like to play game.
所以我们要学习神的儿女，我们在生活中我们要学习有节制。
And therefore, children of our Lord, we need to have a disciplined life.
那么我们怎么样培育叫我们生命中间有节制呢？
And how may we cultivate a disciplined life?
头一个，我们要定好生活的优先次序。
First, we must set a priority right for our life.
保罗告诉我们说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后的努力，面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督里，耶稣里面从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 to 14, brothers, I don't consider I have received the prize.I have only one thing in mind, is to forget what's behind and strive forward to receive the prize of, which has been given from the one who called me.
我最近参加这个61岁的姐妹她的安息礼拜。
When I just participate the funeral service of a 61-year-old sister.
61年生命很短暂。
61 years is a very short period of time.
中国人过年的时候，你生日的时候，恭喜你长命百岁，他根本连百都，根本还百，这个，是吧？他时间很短。
As often Chinese like to greet one another long living, and yet consider the sister, she has only lived 61 years.
可是他在葬礼中间，他的侄儿侄女，好几个他的后代，起来来述说，讲到他们的阿姨，讲到他们的怎么样，他的为人是怎么样。
Even though her life is very short, and yet during the funeral service, her nephew, her niece, and her descendant all rise and to testify what a great life and great testimony she has lived.
这个姐妹没有孩子。
This sister did not have any children.
但是呢，他在纽约这个 fashion field 工作，他在 Nautica 公司里面工作。
And yet she worked in New York City.
Yeah, Nautica.
Nautica.
Yeah. 那么我过去不知道什么叫 Nautica.
In the past, I have no idea what is Nautica.
有一年他送了我一个蓝颜色的 Nautica 的这个夹克，我才知道什么叫 Nautica.
And one year she gave me a gift of a Nautica jacket, and then I realized this is actually a famous brand.
这些侄儿侄女为什么起来说他纪念他的这个阿姨呢？
And why those her nephew and niece went up and to describe how great a person their aunt was?
因为这个阿姨短暂的生命中很看重投资。
Because while she, though she had a very short lifespan, she focused a lot in investment.
她把她的时间，把她的金钱给出去，给在她的家人，给在朋友的身上。
She invests and she gave her money and time to her friends and family members.
圣经上告诉我们说，不要积财宝在地上。
And the scripture tells us, let us not invest and accumulate wealth on this earth.
昨天在 Flushing, 我还去参加一个葬礼，他们要我起来说一点安慰的话。我告诉他们说，犹太人的家庭里面有两幅图画。
And yesterday, I was attending a funeral service, and people asked me to give a word of comforting.And I mentioned, in the Jewish family, they usually hang two pictures.
一幅是一个小孩子刚刚生下来，抓紧了拳头，在那里大哭的那个相片。
And one picture is an infant, which was just being born, and with their fist closed and crying out loud.
另外一幅图画是一个老年人伸开了两个手照了一幅图画。
And the other picture is an old man who extend his hands.
告诉我们什么？犹太人家庭里面学智慧，我们生下来的时候就是要抓抓抓得得得。
And what does it mean? The moral of the picture is that when we were born, our goal is to receive and to get, to grasp.
可是到了老年的时候，你知道，你最后都得放，放，放，什么都要放下。
And yet, when you are old, you realize you need to let go, you need to release.
有一天，我和你走的时候，留下什么？别人能够记得的。
One day at the end of our journey, what do we leave behind so other people may remember?
这个姐妹记住主的话，施比受怎么样？更为有福。
And this sister remembered the word of the Lord, give is more blessed than receive.
所以她照着去做。
So she followed the Lord's command.
虽然时间很短。
Though her lifespan was short,
他能够叫主的生命的表现结出许多的果子，叫许多人把荣耀归给神。
She was able to manifest the manifestation of the fruit of the Lord, and so others may be blessed.
第二，要定出生活的原则。
Secondly, we need to set principle for life.
保罗在哥林多前书第六章十二节、十章二十三节、三十一节说。凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。凡事我都可行，无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。凡事都可行，但不都有益处。凡事都可行，但不都造就人。所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians that I can do all things, but not all things are good. I can do all things.And yet, I should not be restricted by it. That I can do all things, and yet not all things can edify others. So whatever you eat or drink, you should do it for the glory of the Lord.
第三个原则，怎么样培育节制？我们知道靠自己很困难，不可能。
The third way in order to cultivate a self-disciplined life is the following. We all know that our own is not dependable.
我们乃是不是靠势力，不是靠才能，靠耶和华的灵才能成事。
Because we don't do things by our might, and but by the power of Holy Spirit.
圣经上说，如果神的灵在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。
In the scripture say, once we have Holy Spirit, we no longer belong to our body, but to the Holy Spirit.
我们生活中注意圣灵，用微小的声音把主的话对我们说，我们注意吗？
Do we pay attention to the slight and small voice of the Holy Spirit?
如果我们顺服，这从圣灵而生，也从圣灵来行事，你我就结得出节制的果子。
If we listen and submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit, we will be born of God. Then we will be able to bear the spiritual fruit.
Yeah. Born in spirit, walk in spirit. 生活在圣灵的里面。
Born in spirit and walk in spirit.
最后，我们需要有好的属灵的同伴。
Lastly, we need to have good spiritual friends.
我们在主里面，不是我一个人来聚会、来领受、来敬拜，然后我一个人就走了。你要跟其他的基督徒有小组、有查经、有团契。
We don't come to worship or service or fellowship alone. We participate, we come alone and we go alone. But rather, we should have a close relationship and fellowship.With the body of Christ.
神的旨意，神的心愿是得着一群人，就是他的教会。
The will of God is that he will obtain a group of people. that is his church.
当有别的基督徒是你的好朋友的时候，他一定为你祷告，他一定凭着爱心跟你说诚实的话。
When we have a good friend in the Lord, that person will pray for you, and that person will speak the truth to you.
Speak the truth in love. In love. 所以弟兄姊妹，当别人来，有的人真的敢来 confront you, 啊，来这里指责你，来这里劝告你的时候，你知道他是爱你的。
If you actually see a person who is able to confront you or rebuke you, this is the person who have a true love to you.
但愿我们从主的话得着帮助。
May we receive help from the word of the Lord.
我们一同来祷告。
May we pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们属灵的生命。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the life.
我们也相信你给了我们生命，也叫我们的生命在圣灵里面能够长大。
We believe you have given us spiritual life so we may grow.
主啊，我们真愿意在你面前把自己生命的主权重新的交在你的手中。
And Lord, may we once again give the authority of this life to you.
主啊，不叫我们做主。但是让你在我们生命中做主。
So we no longer be the master, but you are.
求主用着你的话光照我们。
And Lord, may you use your own words to enlighten us.
赐给我们智慧。
To give us wisdom.
赐给我们愿意的心。
Give us a willing heart.
让我们回转。
So that we may repent.
好叫节制的果子从我们生命中能够流露出来。
So the fruit of self-discipline can manifest and flow from our life.
荣耀归给你。
May all the glory be unto you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.